Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
All right, so that's Arnie Duncan on education. Let us know what you think about what he said about Common Core at radioboston.org. But right now, let's move on to the world of sports, because this time last week, sports fans and commentators around New England were talking about the beginning of the end of the Tom Brady era, lamenting how old, the 37-year-old star quarterback of the New England Patriots is.
But this past Sunday, well, what a difference a week makes. Brady and his teammates silenced many of those doubters.
And Brady throws, and that's caught at the one and into the end zone, goes right for the touchdown.
Right for the touchdown. The New England Patriots went on to trounce the Cincinnati Bengals 33-17. And joining us now to talk about Brady's remarkable comeback from the edge of old age is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game.
Okay, Bill. I'm not sure I can match your enthusiasm, Anthony. That was very professionally done.
The edge of old age. The canyon of geriatric. Okay, and we'll stop there. But anyway, so Bill, last week, Tom Brady was too old. Now he leads the Pats to this huge victory. He's young again, blah, 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 blah. Let's hear what Brady himself had to say, addressing some of the criticism he heard after last week's loss to the Chiefs.
The questions I get and the emails that I get from people that, you know, always concerned, and I'm always emailing back like, nobody died, everything's just a loss.
Okay, so here's my question for you, Bill. It seems like the sports media behaves a lot like the business press. When the business press says, this week the stock market reached an all-time high, and then the next day they say it's an all-time low, and it's all-time high, an all-time low, and
Yeah, and like the political commentators, too.
Yes, exactly.
You know, she's ahead. Well, she's behind. You know, it doesn't mean anything. You know, they have to fill space, and they do it, and we all do, and off we go.
Okay, but I mean,
what if he loses again next week?
Indeed, but I mean,
he'll be back at the edge of old age.
The roller coaster will be back at the bottom.
Well, hats off to Tom Brady to reminding us that nobody died or anything.
All right, well, let's turn to baseball really quickly. The Baltimore Orioles swept Detroit 3-0. They'll now play Kansas City for the American League pennant. And the National League, San Francisco, beat the Washington Nationals, Bill. That means there will be no Beltway Series.
No, not this time around. Yeah. I'm just hoping that whether it's Baltimore or Kansas City that wins, one of those two wins the World Series, because I'm tired of the alternatives.
Yeah, the St. Louis Cardinals were perennial postseason.
Right, and, you know, more power to them. They get the pitching. They get the defense. They've got all kinds of homegrown talent. That's one of the things that gets you as far as the Cardinals generally get. But I'd like to see either the Orioles or the Kansas City Royals win the World Series this time around.
Okay. Well, now that we've done our due diligence on football and baseball, Bill, there's actually a really interesting story to look forward to on Only a Game this Saturday that I want to talk to you about. You caught up with Fall River native and former Celtics player Chris Herron. Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, Chris Herron was a fantastic high school player down in Fall River, Durfee High, back in the early 90s. Did make it to the NBA, played for several teams, basically sabotaged his own career with drug addiction, played overseas in all kinds of different places. And finally, after some really hair-raising and hideous misadventures, got himself sober and is now, for the last 6 years, been talking to kids and trying to educate them about the dangers of drugs and alcohol and addiction, and just a fantastic character. I'll give you a little chance to hear a little bit of what he had to say to me.
I never met a crackhead who said the first thing they did in life was smoke crack. We all stop by drinking beers and smoking pot. I mean, that's the first page of every drug addict story. But I also think as a society, we've done a horribly wrong injustice with our children and how we've taught them about addiction. When you present addiction to a child, they think of homeless, prostitute, destitute. You know, that's their vision. We have taught them about the last day and not the first day.
Mm. And Bill, what are people's reactions when they hear his story?
Well, we heard him speaking to a group of middle schoolers at the Reggie Lewis Center, and they were very attentive. But stories about some of the other times that he's spoken, especially to high school age kids, some of the older kids, they come up to him in tears after his presentation. They empty their pockets and say, here's my drugs. I quit. You've convinced me. Just unbelievable stories and letters that he gets. He's really had an effect. He's had an impact, and more power to him. I wish him the best. best.
Well, we'll hear more about that on this weekend's Only a Game. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, thanks so much as always.
Thank you very much, Meghna.